All right, place your bets, get your snacks. It's one of the greatest weekends of the year, and welcome to the John DiBella Show Daily Podcast to round out this week going into the big game weekend. There was plenty of talk about that today. Mattress Mack was back on the John DiBella Show on this January 31st. Mean tweets were read. We talked halftime shows and diseases sweeping the globe. China Grove was in song stories. Steve took a little quiz on the Miami Stadium. Then I faced off against him in our Super Bowl prop bets fiesta. And comedian Bruce stopped by for the first time ever. This is what it all sounded like. It is the Daily Podcast.
Of Sunday, because I know later on this morning we're going to get to your super bets. We'll do that at 7:40. The Chiefs are a slim 1-point favorite in the Super Bowl, but they are 10-4-1 this season when favored.
10-4-1. Okay.
Yeah,
that
ain't pretty good.
That ain't bad. So,
and Andy Reid's coming off another bye, essentially.
He's coming off another bye. That's true.
That all cancels out, though, because it's Andy in the Super Bowl.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
I really hope he wins.
Now, you know what? I'm really on the fence because I want him to win. I want the Chiefs to win, but I think the Niners are going to.
So, well, place your money where your head is, not your heart.
Yeah, that's for damn sure. So we've got a lot to get to and a lot of stuff like that. There are so many different, strange Super Bowl facts that I want to pop out there this morning. But Mattress Mack is back in the news.
He still has money left?
He bet $1 million on this game. For those of you who don't know, he's a guy, he's a furniture guy in Texas, right, who sells bedding and furniture and all that stuff. And what game was it? It was the World Series.
Yeah.
He
was all in on the Astros.
You're all in on the cheating Astros.
Yep.
And if he lost, he was going to give his customers – anybody who bought a Tempur-Pedic mattress set from him, right? He was going to give them 50% back, right? If he won.
Okay.
All right. No matter what the outcome, he was going to do it.
He got screwed. That's all I know.
He got screwed, right? He lost the bet and had to give all those people. He's doing it again.
So this is his offset bet.
This is his offset bet.
Yeah.
Right? I have to check and see if I can find out who he's betting on.
Who did he take?
You know, John, I saw this morning.
I'm scared
now. I think he's taking the 49ers.
He is taking the 49ers.
He bet with the Chiefs, I guess, maybe a week or two ago and lost.
Uh-huh.
Suddenly, I'm uncomfortable with the 8 Niners bets I placed yesterday.
All right, so here's what's his name? Mattress Mack.
Yeah.
Here's what he did. All right, so when he bet on the Astros, he bet $1 million for the Astros to win.
Uh-huh.
And I don't have any information as to what his other bets were. He lost the million, but he made six on other bets that he made, right? And we just brought a picture of this guy up. He could bet all he wants. Yeah. He's like a death's door, this man.
I see why he's risking it all, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. All right. But he ran a promotion again, right? And he's saying that customers who buy a Tempur-Pedic sleep set worth $3,000 or more will get 50% of their money back or 100% back in in-store credit if the Niners win the Super Bowl.
Okay.
All right. So if you really need a mattress, no matter what Dave tells you, you might want to travel all the way to Texas, buy a mattress there, and maybe end up getting it for 50% off.
The John DiBella Podcast.
Don't ever, ever, ever touch
John DiBella.
You understand?
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
Don't touch it!
MGK.
I see you guys are working on your super bets this morning.
Yep, I'm done.
You did good with the best with all of the playoff games. So
yep.
Hopefully you'll do well with this as well. Last night, and it is, pardon me, it is amazing how the power that some TV shows have.
Okay.
Because Jimmy Kimmel does that bit about reading mean tweets.
Mm-hmm.
All right. He actually got somebody into the Super Bowl, I guess press day,
right,
and got guys, players, to read mean tweets about them last night.
Oh, okay. Nice.
All right. Oh, it's hilarious. Here, listen to this.
Hi, I'm Tom Brady, and I'm a crybaby, and I have a butt in my chin.
I imagine Patrick Mahomes' barber is a superhero who has to run out and save the world every time he gets halfway through Mahomes' haircut.
This dude, Travis Kelce, looks like the Notre Dame leprechaun.
Joey Bosa's nose is so big, it looks like he's been lying every day for his whole life. That's a good one.
Sonny Michel, more like Panasonic Michel so far.
Clay Matthews is the type of dude who farts into a bottle of Sunny D, puts it in the fridge, and then consumes it the next morning.
The John DeBella Podcast.
It gets ridiculous, some of these things.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
Just ridiculous. It's evil.
102.9.
It's ridiculous.
MGK.
Cindy's here now. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
All right. How you doing?
Pretty good. I'm all psyched for... Is the Super Bowl this weekend?
Shut up.
Stop.
Just... I seriously don't even know who's playing in the Super Bowl.
No.
And I don't think
it's
I want to know until the game.
It's impossible. How could you possibly miss... Although, I have to say, and I was saying this earlier in the week, and Steve wrote it off as, well, we don't have anything in the game. We don't have, you know, we have no, you know, the Eagles aren't in it.
Yeah.
Right. So,
And Kobe died.
Right. And Kobe died. Yeah. Right. And that took a lot of the oomph. Power out of it, the oomph out of it. Right. But overall, I just don't feel like, I mean, it's like normally with the Super Bowl, you're getting bombarded with Super Bowl information. And this week, and I guess it was all Kobe because of him.
I guess so.
Yeah, and a worldwide disease.
Right. Oh, yeah. That's another one. Yeah.
That.
Yeah.
Is it officially a pandemic yet?
I don't know.
All right.
Almost 10,000 people.
Right. What?
Yeah.
I don't know what qualifies as a pandemic. I didn't go to school for that.
It has to be in all over the world.
Yeah.
All over the world. Pan. Right? You know, so.
Well.
Right? Like Pan-American.
10 Western countries is all over the world as far as I'm concerned.
Okay. 9,000, yeah. Tops 9,700 cases.
Wow. Awesome.
Right. And what is it? 9,600 are in China.
A lot.
The John DeBella Podcast.
It's lots of fun. We have music and everything.
102.9 MGK.
So as long as you are such a Super Bowl fan, right, do you have a favorite halftime show? Over the years?
I liked Lady Gaga. Lady Gaga
did it. Yeah, Lady Gaga did do it.
Really good.
Really good.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, they did a poll. They ranked all of the ones over the past decade, I guess. Right? And Bruno Mars with the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
That was the best.
That was great.
And
I still
Lady
watch
Gaga.
It. I still watch it.
They tied.
Okay.
They tied. They got 16% of the vote. Coldplay with Beyonce and Bruno Mars and Mark Ronson got 12% of the vote. And then Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band in 2009 and Beyonce and Destiny's Child in 2013 got 10%. The Who got 9%. And then it was I am so surprised that Katy Perry didn't do better than the 6% that she got in this. Along with Justin Timberlake, Black Eyed Peas with Usher and Slash, Katy Perry with Lenny Kravitz, Missy Elliott, and of course, The Left Shark. Here it is, in 2015, here it is 5 years later, still talking about the Left Shark.
That's right. Right. What if the Left Shark was right?
All right. All
right. One of Left's mysteries.
They only got 6% of the vote. Right.
What about Macca?
Right. Macca? Macca didn't make the top 10.
That was my favorite by far, because you know what game that was in?
What was that?
The one where we won the damn Super Bowl.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
What?
Yeah. Paul McCartney.
No.
Yes.
Paul McCartney's the halftime show?
No, that was Timberlake.
Was it really? No, yeah. Timberlake was last year.
No.
Really?
Last year I was confused.
I was drunk. I will say that. I was
wasn't
very
McCartney
drunk.
Like, Justin was Timberlake, like 2008.
Yeah, Justin Timberlake was 28.
How drunk were you?
I was really drunk. I could have sworn it was McCartney.
Yeah.
Instant text poll. See, how drunk was Dave?
But you guys had it so well, because having been around for the earlier Super Bowls and having been to them, like I went to the Super Bowl with the Broncos and the Niners in New Orleans.
Okay.
Do you know what I got as a halftime show? You ready for what I got as a halftime show?
Was it Yacht Rock?
Al Hurt.
Huh?
Al Hurt, the trumpet player, Al Hurt.
Wait, this is actually it?
This is it.
I thought this was like your bed music that you were playing for this
bit. No. This is Al Hurt playing his hit tune, Java, right?
You know? What the
hell? Yeah.
Was he the local school music teacher?
No. He was a famous trumpet player. All right.
What year was this?
Oh, God. Look out what year was Broncos in.
I mean,
Niners.
It had to be the 80s.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, what was Michael Jackson up to that year?
Wasn't doing it.
Where was Madonna?
Although I was lucky, because the one group that has played the Super Bowl more than any other group is a group called Up With People.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my gosh.
I know this. It's ridiculous.
All right. I don't know... I honestly believe that Up With People was a cult. It was a cult. There were like at least 40 or 50 people in Up With People, most of them singers, all dressed alike in hip clothes with scarves around their necks, right? And those little things that held the scarves in place.
Did they finish their performance by all chugging Kool-Aid?
Well, I got to tell you, I mean, and they did big numbers. That was they had to be at least
big
four.
Big numbers.
They had to be at least four Super Bowls that they performed.
Are you serious?
In. I'm serious.
Would you guys like to know how drunk Dave was?
Please, lay it on me.
Paul McCartney played the Super Bowl in 2005 when the Eagles lost to the
Patriots. So he played it when we were
Dude,
in the Super Bowl.
It was
That's
over
what I said.
A decade
That's
ago.
That's what I said when the Eagles were in the Super Bowl. I just didn't say we lost that one.
Right. Anytime you say the Eagles in the Super Bowl, no one thinks about the lost game, Dave.
The John DeBella Podcast.
My advice to you, start drinking heavily.
102.9 MGK.
There is a bar in New Zealand called the House on Hood Bar in Hamilton, New Zealand, and they're offering discounts on Corona beer for as long as the coronavirus pandemic continues, right? Their ad features two guys wearing hazmat suits, and of course, people are upset.
Naturally.
People are upset. Right?
As an entrepreneur. You
know, yeah. And he said, okay, I'll take it down.
Oh, no, yeah. Never apologize.
No, don't apologize. Apologize are done. 34 degrees outside. Time for us to get to...
You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents... Song Stories.
Song Stories being brought to us by Jack Frost and Big Boulder ski areas where the snow comes first. China Grove is a real town outside of San Antonio, Texas. But Tom Johnson, who wrote the Doobie Brothers song China Grove, claims that the town has nothing to do why he named it that. Instead, he credits the keyboardist from Little Feat, Billy Payne.
I have to give Billy Payne credit for the title of this song, although he didn't know anything about it when he did it. He put this lick in the middle of the song as an oriental flavor to it. And that's where I came up with China Grove. I'd never heard of China Grove. I went on the road after that song had come out, and I found out from a cab driver there really was a China Grove.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
All right, Mr. Sports, let me ask you a question.
Yes, hit me.
All right. The stadium that they're playing the Super Bowl in is, what's the name of it?
Is it Hard Rock?
Hard Rock Stadium is correct.
Yes, should have been Bang Bros.
What was it before then?
It was Sun something. Sun Life?
Sun Life,
oh,
okay.
Nice.
Before that.
Oh, man. All right.
This stadium has had so many names.
I don't know if Joe Robbie. Is it Joe Robbie Stadium?
Nope.
Or is that
not yet.
All right, so we're going Sun Life, Hard Rock, I forget this, and I don't know.
Dolphin Stadium.
Oh, okay.
Dolphin so Stadium.
Trick question. Right.
Before that?
Oh, man. I'm now, there's a gap between Joe Robbie and Sun Life, so I don't know. I'm not sure. Is it Joe Robbie?
Pro player.
I remember pro player.
Yeah. And then Joe Robbie was what it started at. Who was Joe Robbie?
I'm not sure. Let's
okay, well,
Joe
you
Robbie.
Find that out, and I'll... Go to Cindy and
a Coke Lord.
Because I know she doesn't know. She has
right.
No clue.
Principal founder of the Miami Dolphins.
Okay, there
that was
you
close.
Go.
All
right.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Yeah, my chum John.
102.9.
Man, it is incredible.
MGK.
Oh, how did you do that?
But over the course of the playoffs, we've had Dave and Steve doing their picks, which have been much better than every professional we have brought into this station in the past couple of years. So we figured we'll continue today with the Super Bowl. But let me start you off with maybe a couple of facts and maybe some prop bets. You want to do some prop bets first?
Yeah, man.
Okay. Bill Vinovich, who is the head referee,
okay.
He has refereed for both teams, and when he officiated the Chiefs, the Chiefs went 10-6 with him on the field, and the Niners went 6-6 with him on the field.
All right.
And I thought about this as soon as this was set. Who's going to wear red?
Ooh, that's a good point.
Right, because they're both red teams.
Mm, the away team typically wears the colors in football, right?
No,
or the home
colors
team. I'm sorry.
Home. I think-
sorry.
So the Chiefs will be in red.
Yeah, because
the Chiefs
Niners
are
will be
team.
In white.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. So let's get to some of the prop bets first. All right. Demi Lovato is doing the Star Spangled Banner.
Yes.
There's an over under on it of 2 minutes.
Yes.
All right. How long will it go? Are you going to go over under, Dave?
You know what? She's sober now, supposedly. She left rehab. She's more focused on her music and less on the partying. So I think she's going to really relish singing it. I'm taking the over.
All right, so it's going to be a long brave. She's
not going to be scrambling backstage to hit the bar.
All right, it's going to be a long brave is what you're telling me.
So correct.
You're gonna, you go over to. What do you say?
I will always take the over on the national anthem. Always really? And forever.
Okay. All right. All right. The coin toss. All right. Heads or tails?
I looked this up. 54% are taking tails.
Uh-huh.
Probably because the tails never fails. People are dumb. They just go with a silly slogan. We're getting tails during the halftime show. I'm going heads.
Okay.
I'm in agreement.
Wow.
All right.
Without all of that nonsense that he said beforehand, it was 50-50, and I said heads.
That was beautiful color, Steve. And
probably the most important prop bet. What color will the post-game Gatorade shower be? All right. A red is plus 135. A lime, also known as green, also known as yellow, is 275, and purple is minus 1,400.
I'm going to go with the standard lime, green, yellow.
Really?
Yes.
See, that's what I would go with.
Yeah. Interesting.
That's what I would go with.
I think it's obvious. Both teams are wearing red. The coach's damn nickname is Big Red. It's going to be red.
It's going to be red? All right. How many times will Joe Buck promote a Fox Network show during the game? Now, not talking about commercials, just him doing one of those tags in-game. Right, over or under 2.5.
Dave's been working on this all morning. He's been really struggling with it.
Yeah.
I think it's over. I think it's over 2.5.
Really? So you think it'll do at least 3, if not 4?
Yeah.
But they're going to be pimping the Fox Sports betting app, too. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I don't know. I'll go over. Fine.
You'll go over. Fine.
They paid $1 billion for the rights.
Too much agreement. All right. That leaves us with the over-under on the game. 54.5.
We won't be in agreement here.
Yes, and that is simply because I am not a wet blanket, and I will take the over of 54.5 in the Super Bowl. Two offenses that are ridiculous, and it's going to be a high-scoring game.
Fade the public. That's a very basic opinion. Defenses like San Fran don't come along very often. It's going to be... Last year, what was the score last year? 13-3?
How do they cover Travis Kelce, Tyreek Hill, is it DeMarcus Robinson, Damian Williams and Patrick Mahomes.
Simple. You sack Mahomes.
Yeah.
You pressure Mahomes. And
it
that's
takes
what's going to keep it
Hill
under 54.
Two and a half seconds to run 70 yards.
Doesn't matter. It's Super Bowl 54. That alone is on the under. Take
all
the
right,
under.
Let's get to the game itself. Kansas City, the 49ers. 6 o'clock start, 6:30 game time, right? Kansas City favored by 1. What do you say, Steve?
I will take Kansas City winning and cover. Obviously, they got to cover the 1 to win. And this cements Andy Reid as a Hall of Fame coach and one of the best ever do it.
Okay. Dave?
Defense wins championships. Take the Niners 30-24.
Wow.
Squeaking by the under.
Wow.
Wow.
All
right.
Wow. All right. Well, we will find out on Monday morning which one of you two really knows what the hell he's talking about.
The answer is neither.
You know, musically, if you had to pick which team was going to win musically, it would have to be the Niners.
Well, how's that?
Well, look. Okay,
bands from San Fran, bands from Kansas City, is that what we're thinking?
No, I was thinking about songs. Like, you know, with Kansas City, you get...
Kansas City, gonna get my baby back home.
That's all you're
going
to get.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all of your Kansas City songs. Meanwhile, in San Francisco...
Open your golden gates, let nobody wait outside your door.
San Francisco, the golden sun will shine for me.
Hmm. I mean, I guess
they're
so.
They're a 3-1 winner.
Yeah, they would also win if you were going for poop on the streets.
Yeah, yes, they would. They would be good. And hills. And hills. Because contrary to popular belief, Kansas City, not the ski resort it used to be. just not as good for skiing.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Oh, John DeBella rocks you all right.
102.9.
You're fabulous. I love you forever.
Wow.
MGK.
This gentleman will be at Punchline Philadelphia tonight and tomorrow night for two shows at 7:30 and 10:15. Tickets are always available through punchlinephilly.com or 215-606-6555. It's Bruce Bruce, ladies and gentlemen, and it's about time that you got here. Do you have any idea how many times we've had you up on our booking board and then something came up and you didn't make it to town?
Didn't nobody tell me nothing.
No, really?
They didn't tell you were scheduled?
They didn't tell me nothing.
They didn't tell you were scheduled?
I need to talk to my people to talk to your people.
Let's start with Bruce Bruce. Uh-huh. Okay, all right. Is your last name really Bruce?
No, my last name is Church. I name myself Bruce Bruce because my mother used to have to call me twice. Uh-huh. So, you know, like, she said, let me call you one more time. You know, black mothers, let me call you one more time and see what happens. I'm going to stump you to sleep. You know, that's how black mothers talk. You know? Other mothers like, don't do this. No, no, not here. My mother say, let me say it one more time, uh-huh, and you're going to die. It's just that simple. Right. So, you know, now Bruce Bruce is a name that, you know, everybody thinks I say that because I'm big. That's not that.
No,
just because it sounds good. It's classy.
Because then it would be Big Bruce
Bruce.
Yeah,
Big Bruce Bruce. You know? And people say the stupid stuff. You know, you look tall on TV. I say, how tall is your TV? Because
I say the same thing.
You know what I'm saying?
People come up to me and say, you look so much taller in real life.
I said, my goodness.
Well, your TV's only this big. I can only be that big.
19-inch, we're putting those in cars. Now, so. You know, so.
People say the stupidest stuff.
Like, you know, like one guy said, people tell me I look just like you, and I look at him, no. You don't look like me at all, bruh. All
right.
Maybe you want to, but no, we're not.
Now, as a big man, yeah. I mean, what kind of difficulties do you have? There must be, you know, is it dating? No, man.
Big mans don't have no problems, man.
Right, okay.
No, man. Girls like the big boys, you know, uh-huh, what I'm saying? I have no problem. I'm very agile. I'm, uh-huh, you know, I can do flips and all that, you know.
Flips?
Yeah, but it's...
Flip cup?
Yeah, flip cup.
Flip
cup. Solo cup. Yeah.
Now, are you married, single?
Oh, yeah, married. You are. Unfortunately.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Are you married, man?
Yes, I am.
Do you enjoy being married?
At times.
Yeah. Are you married?
Yeah, man. It's all good.
You married?
Yeah. You like it?
I love it.
Yeah. Well,
My wife would leave today. I would bring a marching band to the house.
How long have you been married now?
Well, I've been married to her about 8 years, but we've been together like 25.
All right, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's time to go.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, it's time to go, man. You know, just the mood swings. You're like, what is wrong with you?
Well, is she in the mood swing years?
Oh, yeah. You know, you don't know what to expect, so you just had to wait.
Uh-huh.
Right. You know, it's almost like, let's see what's going to happen here.
Yeah.
You be quiet. She might come off. I can tell when she's pissed because she'll start a conversation like this. So. When they say so.
Those two letters.
Yeah. You be like, what happened? I'd be like, so what? You know, I'm real sarcastic. So what? You know, but. It's just a mood swing.
No, the only thing that's worse is we've got to talk.
Yeah, we got to talk. You know, like she wants to move her little nephew in. He's two, but he has a mother. And I can see if anything was wrong with the mother. Maybe the mother's something happened.
Right.
We can consider that, but not just to move him in because he likes to be there.
Right.
He can come and visit, but not move in. I mean, my kids are grown, man. You know,
that's what I was going to ask next. Do you have kids?
Oh, yeah. Two boys and a girl.
Two boys and a girl.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Are all three out of the house?
Oh, my God. You're married and everything.
All right. So, okay. So now I understand why she... Well, no grandchildren yet?
Oh, 10.
10?
But my kids are not by my second wife, by my first wife.
Okay. Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? So, kids, they think I'm the man. I be lying to them all the time. See, most people, I lied to them. I told them I was an astronaut, right? They said, how far you been?
You got a better chance of things orbiting around you.
Because I do lie to them. I tell them. Because my uncle lied to me. You know, my uncle used to lie to me. Because when I was a kid, real quick, when they first came up with the ATM machine, it used to be called the Tilly. Now, I don't know if anybody remember that. It was called the Tilly machine.
Okay.
And it wasn't called ATM. It was Tilly. So I was so amazed that you can go to the machine and it gives you the correct money, whatever you ask for. I said, like, how did that machine do that? You know? And he told me somebody was working in the... He said, somebody's working in the... TV. He said, look at me. I'm actually looking at the TV because I'm thinking of somebody looking back at me. So my uncle used to lie to me. So I lied to my grandkids. I told them I was an astronaut. They'd be like, for real?
Yeah.
And so how far are you been? I said, I've been everywhere. And say, depending on what day it is, I've been there.
Bruce is doing two shows tonight and tomorrow night at 7:30 and 10:15 at Punchline Philly. You can get tickets through punchlinephilly.com or 215-606-6555. It is so good that you're finally here.
Thank you, sir.
And thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Hey, baby, why don't you rip off that funny uniform and start shaking your moneymaker?
102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.